listening to an audio recording of this week's Bold True Life blog, written and read by Hanat Garad. What do you believe? I grew up in a home where NPR, National Public Radio, was on constantly. My dad listened to it every day. So naturally, the rest of us did too. One of my favorite series that ever aired was called This I Believe. In each episode, someone would read an essay that they'd written and submitted aloud. And I always found it so moving to hear a complete stranger share the beliefs that they held dearest. It was such a simple yet intimate opportunity for connection. The show's been off the air for quite a few years now, but it's the inspiration behind the question that I've recently started asking many of my clients. What do you believe? It's not so much a question about their spirituality, but rather what they believe about themselves and their life overall. It's a question of what they believe is worthy of investing their time, energy, thoughts, and/or money into. And the reason I ask is to help me get a clearer sense of what's important to them, to get a snapshot of their values. Our values, whether we're conscious of them or not, can have a huge influence on the choices that we make in life. When we know what our key values are, we can be more intentional with our decisions. And the more intentional we are, often, the better our results turn out. Getting clear about our values can be a little tricky, though. Personally, when I look at a values list, there are so many words that resonate with me, and I have a hard time narrowing it down to just a few. So I've always found it helpful to do some journaling before referring to a list and picking out my top five values. And lately, I'm finding that what do you believe is an excellent prompt to journal around. It gets right to the heart of the matter. Because our beliefs, both the spiritual and other ones, have a direct influence on our values. I know this may sound like a long process, but it's worth the effort. Taking the time to reflect doesn't slow us down. It speeds us up on the journey to meeting our full potential. And I believe that we're all here to meet our full potential. How about you? I'd love to hear what you believe. Share in a comment below this post or an email. Let's chat. Peace and blessings, Hannah. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more blogs and podcasts like this one, make sure to subscribe at boldtruelife.com. You'll gain access to our free weekly content and plenty of other goodies. You can also sign up for a free coaching session with my sister or me at boldtruelife.com/services. And with that, I'll talk to you next time.